Melbourne AA Steps Weekend in 2008. This is Peter talking about Step 10.
A Peter alcoholic, primary purpose group down in Geelong. I first got to AA about 6 years ago out of desperation and walked into my first meeting, read Just for Today on the wall, and thought that's the answer. And for the next 4.5 years, I never did the steps, floated in and out of AA, never drank, but basically just sat on the outside. And then about 18 months ago, the insanity started to set back in, and I was starting to act like I was when I was drinking, abusing the wife, abusing the kids, not showing up for work and all that sort of stuff. And I went to a meeting one night out of boredom, and just to show people that, you know, you didn't need this program to stay sober. And they mentioned about doing the steps. And I thought, well, I haven't given those things a crack, so I'll give them a go. And we did the steps. And that's when I realised for the first time after 4.5 years that I was actually an alcoholic, because it was the first time I told Peter he was an alcoholic. And it was through that I needed to do it. And it's when I started, that's how I found a higher power. That's why I did a moral inventory. And that's why I practice the 12 steps to the best of my ability and to the best of my ability throughout the day. So when I got a phone call the other week to come down and speak on step 10, I was actually quite humble. Initially, I thought to myself, you know, how am I going to speak, sit up here and speak in front of all these people and impress them? And then I realised it's not about impressing, it's about my story and it's about my experience. I wouldn't say that I have a strong grip on the higher power thing. It's still very, very limited, my knowledge and my understanding. But it is something I do practice daily, and it is something I'm trying very, very hard to get a more God-conscious understanding. And I do that through my 10th step. And I do that throughout the day, and I can normally feel the best time to do it is when I'm starting to feel the tension or the anxiety or the resentment starting to rise up in me. And I look to see where I'm being at fault. And I look at why I'm being in fear. And I look at why I'm acting the way I am. And I can normally see where my partner is. And I'm very quick at making amends. Sometimes they're accepted gracefully, and sometimes they're not accepted at all. But I know that when I walk away, that I've kept my part. I've heard a lot about why I need to do a step 10, and, you know, when I hear that, you know, it's about ego deflation, and it's about being humble, and it's about this, and it's about that. For me, I do my step 10 because I want the promises. That's what I want. I want to stop fighting everyone and everything. I really, really want that. I'm tired of having to be right all the time. I am tired of having to be the one that has the last say. And then, you know, being the one that's always in control, always in charge, always needing to know what's going on. I'm tired. I am really, really tired of that. And I really like being able to sit back and just going, well, that's your opinion. You know, you're entitled to it. I actually defend your right to have that opinion. I don't necessarily agree with it, but that's your opinion, and I don't have to fight you, and I don't have to be the one that's in charge. I like acting sanely around alcohol. I love that. When I was drinking, if I went to a restaurant and they fed me prawns and they made me sick, I'd go and see the restaurant. When I was drinking, if I went out to the back and vomited because of the drink, I was wrapped because I could get more in. That's not sanity. That's insane. That's absolute insane. And today I can see that. I can absolutely see that what I did in my drinking was insane. And I love the fact now that when I think about putting alcohol into my system, the big book says I recall like as if putting my hand on a hot stove. For me, when I think about putting alcohol in my system, I actually feel like being sick. I can feel it in myself at the moment. I can feel it in my throat. I want to be sick. Just at the thought of putting the rubbish in my system. And that's what the 10th step does for me. It gives me that sanity to react sanely. It says that in the promises that it's a miracle. That we don't work for it, it just comes. And it wasn't until a few months ago when I sat with a newcomer and we read the 10th step together, and I sat there and I thought, when did that miracle happen for me? I don't know. I cannot recall when I first started to react sanely to alcohol. All I can remember is it's there. It has been as if it's been there for a long, long, long time now. And it's my norm now. It also goes on to say that when you do this, when I do the 10th step, one of the promises that I'll have this thing called a sixth sense. And I thought, look out, Yuri Geller, here I come. But I know now that when I'm working with newcomers, and they'll throw some problems at me, and I have no idea, so I'll just stop. I'll take a moment to reflect, and I'll say, righto, this is one for you. What should I say? What needs to come out of my mouth? And many a time people have come back to me and said, you know, when you said this to me, that really, really helped. I have no clue I've said it to them. I honestly do not remember saying it to them. And I honestly believe that this is my higher power or their higher power working through me. I honestly believe that. And this is from a bloke who 18 months ago when you said about the higher power, I had no idea. The 10th step, as I said, is a work in progress. I love the fact that it says it's a spiritual progression, it's not a perfection. Because I'm far from it. I don't report to be a know all about it. I am still working at it. I know that there's a lot I need to learn. And that's not in that classic book, How to School and Learn It. I need to learn how to continuously hand over my will. Because I do like being the bus driver. I do like being back in control. But I know when I'm doing that, I place myself in a position to be hurt. And it's happened many, many times. And normally I'm the one that's got to put the tail between my legs. And I need to go back and make an amends. And I need to make sure that I go and I do an imagery of my behaviours and ask for them to be removed. Ask for those horrible defects of character to be removed, because that for me is part of the 10th step too, is about continuously reassessing my behaviours. I know my life since I've done the steps in general has become a hell of a lot better. I like to think that I'm a less arrogant person. I like to think I'm a more compassionate human being. The way that people around the fellowship that used to give me a wide berth now actually say hello to me indicates that I've come a little bit along that way. I was reminded, and I'll just find and finish up on this if that's right, the 5 minute warning. 20 years ago, when I was in my cups, I met a man at where I first started working. And he was through in the fellowship, and he realised that he realised that I had a drinking problem. He had the decency not to tell me I was an alcoholic. And he used to say a lot of things to me 20 odd years ago that I still carry with me today and still quote him, because I'm still in the workplace even though he's moved on. And I used to think this man was so full of wisdom, And then I realised that it was through the program where his wisdom was coming from. And I believe that he was my first introduction to the 10th step, because he was able to show me the compassion and the understanding I needed back then to fulfil my life. So I'll finish up on that. I'm very, very humble and very, very, I feel really, really privileged to be asked to speak before you people. And I'll leave it at that. Thank you very much.
Information about the annual Melbourne AA Steps Weekend is available from www.stepsweekend.aagroup.org.au. Thanks for letting me share.